From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Banks and credit card companies have been lobbying Congress to change the country's bankruptcy laws for the past 8 years. They want to make it harder for Americans to wipe out their debts. And this year, it looks like their efforts will pay off. The Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005 has already passed the Senate. The House will take it up this week. And as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, some debtors and consumer advocates aren't very happy.
On a recent weekday morning, dozens of debtors take their seats inside the federal bankruptcy court in Seattle.
When your name is called, please come forward and I will administer the oath.
One by one, the debtors take an oath to tell the truth. They've already filed paperwork showing they don't have enough income or assets to pay their bills. The court review is brief, and if things go smoothly for the debtors, the court will wipe out most of their debt. They will get a fresh start. One of them is Desmond Scollin.
I feel a little cheapened that I had to do this. You know, I thought I had a little more character than that. But I reached the stage where I just couldn't pay it.
Scollin is 73 years old and in a wheelchair. He says medical bills pushed him over the financial edge.
Two trips to the emergency room. Then I was inundated with bills. You know, people are coming after me and all sorts of good things like that. But that was what did it. I had some pretty heavy debt from a while ago, but I was paying it off. This was the clincher.
Many of the more than 1.5 million Americans who filed for bankruptcy last year cite medical bills as a reason for their financial woes. Divorce and loss of a job are other major factors. For James and Jessica, the fall from middle class to bankruptcy was swift and not very pretty. Embarrassed and uncomfortable about their situation, the couple agreed to share details of their story only if we agreed not to use their full names. Jessica had worked for a firm for several years and had recently received a solid promotion. But 6 months later, she was out of a job.
It just came out of nowhere. I mean, one day she came home and said, I don't have a job. So just to pay the bills and keep up, we burned through all our savings, my retirement and what we had in the bank. And that's what we did.
And as the couple got further and further in the hole, they did what others in trouble often do. They used credit cards for daily living expenses. Their credit card debt, which had been about $5,000, doubled and then doubled again.
We just got to a point where we couldn't keep it all afloat. We didn't know what to do.
They were losing sleep over their situation. James says his work was beginning to suffer. In desperation and a bit of despair, they turned to bankruptcy lawyer Deesa Conniff. Conniff says for couples like them, regaining financial footing can be extremely difficult.
The normal person struggles 18 to 24 months in that environment before they ever come to see us. They've been everywhere trying to do everything except come and sit across the table from somebody like me.
Filing for bankruptcy would be more difficult and more expensive if the measure now pending in Congress is adopted. In addition to more paperwork and higher fees, there are new and more stringent eligibility requirements. And says Sam Giordamo of the nonpartisan American Bankruptcy Institute, it would compel many debtors to pay more to their creditors.
The scope of relief will be reduced. The fresh start that the bankruptcy laws traditionally promised individuals and small businesses, for that matter, will be cut back in its scope.
Right now, most debtors file under Chapter 7 of the Bankruptcy Code. Under certain conditions, individuals who have no way to pay off creditors are allowed to wipe out their debt. The much less appealing option for consumers is called Chapter 13. The court sets up a repayment plan, typically over 3 years. In general, if the consumer completes the plan, the remaining debt is discharged. The pending legislation, with its income caps and means tests for using Chapter 7, would force more debtors into Chapter 13. And as Attorney John Rayo of the National Consumer Law Center notes, repayment plans would typically last 5 years instead of the current 3.
The reality is that consumers have a very hard time keeping up with the payments under these plans for 3 years, and many Chapter 13s fail. So it's going to be very hard, I think, for a lot of consumers to go the full 5 years. And, of course, if they don't make it for the full 5 years, then they lose the benefit of getting a discharge at the end of the case.
That means creditors and collection agencies could once again try to collect the entire unpaid debt. Right now, many debtors who can't complete repayment plans turn to Chapter 7. But under the new legislation, many of them would not qualify for that relief. Some consumer advocates say that in an effort to hide from creditors, those debtors too poor to complete Chapter 13 but too wealthy for Chapter 7 might go underground, working off the books and not paying taxes. Bankruptcy lawyers say they expect a surge in filings over the next few months as debtors learn more about the pending legislation. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.